What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS yep. on it.
Yep.
That's it.
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Ah!
TS-12!
Yeah.
So tomorrow, the New Heights podcast with the Kelsey's drops their latest episode, and Taylor Swift will be on it.
Yes.
She's announced a new album, and she'll be on that podcast. I don't know if it happened in your house the same way it happened in my house, which was the Kelsey's teased a big guest.
Uh-huh.
And my wife laid all the, she laid this out to me, Zapruder film style, which is a dated reference. Maybe we need more modern references. Anyway, she showed me the clip out of the mystery guest, like really looked like it was going to be Taylor, and the color of the tweet and the announcement was the same color she left the stage with at the end of her show to say new the next era. Anyway, mm-hmm. the internet was sleuthing. Mm-hmm. And the internet thought, and Swifties thought, Taylor Swift's going to be on that show. And then sure enough,
she was on that show.
They dropped the teaser that they're going to do that podcast. So Taylor Swift is on the podcast with the Kelsey's and dropping a new album. So there you go.
October, I think I saw.
I felt like I knew it ahead of time. My wife and all the others, the Swifties, they knew.
We had no idea. We don't listen to that podcast. Does she listen to that podcast?
Occasionally,
okay,
maybe she might listen to Kylie Kelsey, Jason Kelsey's wife.
Okay,
occasionally as well. So there you go,
new Taylor Swift.
It'll be the most downloaded podcast in the history of podcasts. Right?
Ooh,
most downloaded single episode. Ever.
I have no concept of what the record would be for that.
It's the MASH finale.
It's everything is always the MASH finale. How has the MASH finale never been beaten? Still to this day.
Oh, it has.
I know it has.
By sports, come up. So anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Have a couple calls here, and I want to get into Ray Davis for a second because I he's come in here. Sometimes you have questions. Somebody tell me about the differences in a kicker shoe. He really had to change shoes. You have to change shoes to kick?
Is it a soccer shoe, basically?
What's the difference?
That's a good question.
The laces on the shoe are kind of off to the side a little bit instead of on the top?
Okay.
I don't know. Butch on the east side. Hey, Butch, good morning.
Jeremy, Joe, I love both of y'all. I enjoy this show. I love MSG. I love WGRH, all the fans who listen to this radio station and watch on TV. I love all of y'all. Let me get to it. Before I get there, though, you guys, I had two things to say. But since you talked about Taylor Swift, I'll take Hallie Allen over her any day. That's one. Number two is, let me get right to it. Y'all was just talking about Patrick Mahomes. Y'all was talking about what Brady said. I'm going to say this. If if Sean McDermott's defense would have did what it was supposed to do, Josh Allen would have been in the same position or better than Patrick Mahomes. 13 seconds, whatever. Josh, every time Josh left the field, he won. The defense let him down. I'm going to put that on the side.
That's not true, though. That's definitely not true. Allen, the last two – listen, like, we don't have to do the whole only one side is responsible. The last two times Josh has left the field, he's left the field after being down and not scoring. Like, he's not left the field the last two times with the win.
Okay, hold on. Now, just go back to what you just said. You said when Josh Allen left the field, I'm not talking about at the end of the game. I said by the score. He went and came back, and he was winning. The defense didn't do their job to control the win, to continue to win the game. That's my point. Now, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
I guess I just don't really understand. Well, that. If you really want to get to it, in this AFC Championship game this past season, the offense had the lead and the ball.
Right.
And the lead and the ball. And turned it over on downs on that fourth and one.
Okay, but that was skeptical. But at the same time, somebody closed their eyes instead of catch the ball.
Listen, I'm not blaming.
No. I respect what you're saying. Now we were speaking about when you said to me, you said that's not correct. You said when Josh Allen left the field.
Yeah. He left the field trailing.
I was talking about the score. I was talking about the score. Every time Josh left the score, we might have been up one. With the exception of last year, that was the only time. Every time Josh had opportunity.
Let me ask it this way, Butch. Do you agree with the GM from after the season that you would take being down by three with the ball in Allen's hands at the end of the game?
Yes.
Okay, then in the last 2 years, the defense did its job. Because 2 years in a row, the defense has said, here you go, Josh. Here's the ball with down three with a few minutes to go. But to me, like that shouldn't be the bar for the defense, but that is, by saying that, you're kind of saying the defense did its job. You got Josh.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The ball with a chance to win the game.
I concur. I concur with that. You're right. I concur with that. I concur. I am not going to fight you on that. I concur with that. I concur with you, Jay.
All right.
Thanks, Butch. That's why I think it's nuts to think that I would ever take being down. I know how good Josh Allen is because I think that implies the defense did its job, and nobody should think that. I don't think you should think the defense, well, maybe did its job is a different way to put it. I don't think they were good in either of the last two performances. But if you would take Allen with the ball down three, then your standard for the defense has been met.
Yep.
And that just feels weird to me.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there's a million different you would take. Would you take? Would you take having a 1-point lead and the ball?
Yes.
Well, they did that.
They did. There were 13 minutes left on the clock.
Fourth quarter, 1-point lead.
But they were also in their own territory. So if they'd been moving the chains, like 13 minutes could have got down to 5, and if they score, then like it's game over.
Right. You could go chokehold there.
That's kind of like isn't it kind of like what the regular season game was? Were they up 2?
They're up 2, and then Allen runs for a touchdown and ices the game.
Right, and it doesn't even matter.
And it's over.
What's on the clock? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, anytime we do this, you make it sound like, I don't want it to sound like the offense, finger quotes, was to blame. But, whatever. Going back to the Bean conversation, we've sat with Bean and Joe Brady, and one of them runs the offense and says the offense wasn't good enough. The other runs the team and says the defense wasn't good enough.
Right. So, I just think it would be a lot more defendable to say McDermott's got to go if the last two Chief playoff losses were similar to 13 seconds, where it was Josh left the field with the lead and didn't get back out there. But that's not what's happened. Josh has been out there with a chance to take the lead.
Or tie. And that's not, well, the first one's not on him and Tyler Bass misses a kick.
If Allen, in a different universe, Allen had scored in each of those two instances, and then the Chiefs came down and answered to win the games, then, like, I mean, the pitchforks on McDermott and Bean maybe too would just be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the one small defense he might have is, He had a chance. With my broken linebacker core and with Kyrie Elam having to play the entire game, I still managed to get 17 the ball with a chance to win at the end. And it didn't happen. Not to Josh's fault, though. He got the ball to Kincaid's hands.
There's also one other avenue to get to this final answer, which is, and I've admitted to being here, where I'm so conditioned to expect nothing from the defense that I would take being down 3 with the ball, because I don't think I'm going to get anything better. I've got another playoff loss where they lost by 17. And while there's a whole range of outcomes about how the season could end, you could lose by 17. They lost in the AFC Championship game in 2020 by multiple scores.
Yeah.
A game that was blown open early. They didn't have any answers for Mahomes in that game. The Bills might have been a little early to the party there, right? We don't think about that one as a missed opportunity, but they were up 9-0 on the road in Kansas City and then gave up 21 straight. So,
is that the biggest lead they've had?
9-0.
In a Chief playoff game?
Sure.
Probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Sean, if you can stick on the phone, we'll get to your call right on the other side. I almost want to ask, like, it's funny, these questions. I'm aware of what it sounds like if the local show in town asks, how many more years you want to give McBean here? How many more years you want to give McDermott and Bean on August 12th? But we also do know that is a constant, you know, low hum that is always there. We just don't always talk about it. 803-0550. So if you want to talk about that today, you know, we're happy to have you. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, ahead of Hard Knocks, Episode 2 tonight.
Yes, 9 o'clock, right?
Let's do it.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting like a full James Cook episode.
Maybe we get some nuggets out of it. And we'll get you the latest on James Cook, if there's any more, throughout this show as well, here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.